Hello, everyone, and welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
So, we are here with our new intern.
Hi.
Mini Lily.
Hello.
And Marco Mejia.
Hey, everyone.
And Liliana Mata.
Hello.
And me.
Hola, Leo.
Hola, Leo.
All right.
Let's talk about lessons. Let's start talking about lessons. And on Monday, we have an advanced lesson, and it's La Pelea.
La Pelea. This is a really good lesson,
what
actually.
What is this about?
It's about fighting. Yeah. But not like fighting, like lucha libre.
Oh, it's like you and your boyfriend having an argument or something?
Yeah. It's actually like a couple, and they just came out of the movies. And you know, like, it's a chick flick, and the guy is, like, really pissed.
A discussion.
Yes. But, like, an argument. Yes.
A strong argument.
Yeah, and then the guy is calling, like, her friends, like, they're fat and stuff like
what?
That.
Why is he calling her friends fat?
Because they start going, like, oh, and you and your drunk friends, and you know the typical discussions. You and your friends are always go there.
What? What type of
I don't know.
Guys?
No, I don't know. They're just, like, you've seen the movies. You're always, like, getting, you know.
Worked up.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, we have an elementary lesson, and that's refund.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a refund for something?
Yes.
What are we buying?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember. But anyway, seriously, this vocab, you need it because I've been going through this. Right now, I went to Best Buy.
Yeah.
Have you heard about my situation?
Yeah. A thousand times.
She bought like this super DVD surround mega system.
Yes.
And it's broke. Like, she paid like thousands of dollars.
How many times?
Four.
What?
Yes. And it's very annoying because, I mean, in the States, if this happens, like, no problem.
You know
like,
why it is? So maybe it's because you're playing pirated DVDs on it.
No. I mean, imagine if that happens, like 99% of the DVDs here in China, they wouldn't play.
Yeah, nothing to
That's why you have to buy the, like, $10 DVD players. Those never break.
I know. In fact, I have to, every time this one breaks, I use the one for my, like, seriously, it was $25, my DVD.
Really?
And it still works. But, I mean, it makes, like, this weird noise, like if it's an airplane or something. Like
oh,
the,
yeah.
You know?
It starts to, like, take off.
Yeah.
I throw a towel over it to, like, seriously.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and then it muffles the sound, so then, like, whenever it stops doing that, then I can't even
tell. It doesn't burn?
No.
Well, even if it does,
it's, like, cheap.
Well, anyway, so now every time Best Buy, they call me, and I'm always, like, I'm not having this conversation again.
You have to update, Lil. You have to get a Blu-ray player now. DVDs are so last
no,
year.
No, I did. No.
So 2000.
It's like, you got to get Blu-ray.
I want to, but seriously, if I'm in China, why would I buy one of those? It's very expensive here.
Yeah.
And almost all DVDs are so cheap, right?
So you're trying to get a refund in Chinese. We're going to be teaching them how to get a refund in Spanish.
Yeah.
That's right.
Very useful.
Mm-hmm. It is useful.
Very.
Then on Friday, we have an intermediate lesson, and that's vampires.
Nice.
Liliana,
I love vampires.
The two Lilies here, they're all into vampires lately because they saw this movie book. What
Twilight.
Was
Twilight.
It's a teenage film slash.
Okay, I hate how you say that.
Like, it is.
Because it is. It's like for teenagers.
Yeah,
it's
for
like
high school.
It's like Harry Potter, but for girls.
Lily, are you a teenager?
Yes. She's 16.
No, but it's, well,
it's very much a chick flick. I mean, I had high expectations for it because, you know, like, vampires are always cool, and it seemed cool because the guy had superpowers and stuff.
I don't like vampire stories.
But like, it's too girly.
Okay, but what about the other, like, what was True Blood?
Yes, True Blood.
That's cool.
Good, no?
Yeah.
That's good.
Have you seen it?
That's dark.
Yes, it's a really good series. It's on HBO, and that is more of a story for adults.
Is it the one with the lipstick and the...
Yes.
That one.
I mean, I haven't seen the series, but I know which one you're talking about.
It's good.
It's really good. The thing is that this lesson came because we were, like, talking about all this vampire stuff, and right now it's, like, in. You know, it's like
a, boom of vampires.
Into you.
No. No, it's like a boom. It's true. Like, you have Twilight, the series, which, by the way, I did read all the books. Lily here, too.
Yay.
We were exchanging them and talking about it. It was lame. I know. But also, the True Blood one, it's really good. I mean, I like it.
Okay, so this lesson is about a vampire, so there's words like suck and blood and biting people or something like that?
No, because that wouldn't be useful, would it? Like, I'm saying, how, please, vampire, step away.
I want to suck your blood.
Yeah, no. No, it's basically people talking about what's up with all this obsession with vampires.
Mm. You know, they actually, supposedly they discovered a skull of Dracula that like had the fangs. They had like little channels in it with little blood vessels that led to the brain.
Whatever.
Seriously. I'm serious.
Don't say that. Look at Lily's face.
I want proof.
They're
right
out
now.
There. Vampires are out there.
No. In fact, there's a book that they told me is really good, and the name of it is The Historian. And it's a woman that talks about where the legend of Dracula came. And it was because there was this prince who was very like bloodthirsty, and he was always on war, and you know, and the way he killed people, that's why they started to call him like the
Dracula.
Prince. Yes, well, the Prince of Blood and all this, and that's how it became Dracula.
You have to watch the movie Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I watched
it. It's so good.
Is it? Bram?
Bram Stoker.
With Gary Oldman.
Yeah, he's Dracula. Dracula. And it's Keanu really Reeves. Good.
Mm-hmm. And Winona Ryder.
Well, yeah.
So that's the thing. Like, I don't know anything about vampires because they just don't appeal to me. Any of
Vampiro.
Those.
How can it not appeal to you? They're sexy. They're powerful. They're immortal. Like, what else you want? Like, no, just give me some nice piece of steak and good show or something.
Yeah, I'm more into sports. I am going to international softball tournament on November to Thailand.
Really?
What about that? Huh?
You are?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you going to go and participate or just going to go and see it?
No, participate. Because our team is the second best team in Shanghai. So first and second best team, they're going.
The Beavers?
The Beavers.
The Beavers.
The Beavers.
Beavers.
Okay.
All right, cool.
All right, so that's it for today, guys. Thank you, Lily and Mini Lily and Marco, for making this podcast so enjoyable.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.